Here on Sounds of Praise and Love, Take Me Over.
I hear the clock beat, pull me out of my sleep, tell me there's a day ahead of me. Trying to wake up, sipping on a hot cup with the little lady in green. Take all of me and fill me up with your love. Love, take these words that I'm speaking. Love, take these thoughts that I'm thinking. Love, take me over. Love, fill up all of my space. And love, stand right here in my place. Love, hear this prayer that I'm praying. Love, take me over. Love, take me over. Show love when I really know how loved I am. When it overtakes me, then it animates me, flowing from my heart into my hands. So I'm praying, Father, help my heart believe that right now you're singing over me and fill me up with your love.
It's 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, and I need to remind you that it's donation time. WMFO donations can be sent to P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Mass. 02153. These donations are tax deductible, and you can send them to WMFO donations. P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Mass. 02153. Donations go to improving the quality of our operation here at the station. It's 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. Let's go back and see what we played on this last set. We heard Karen Clark Sheard and the Clark Sisters with Jesus is a Love Song. William McDowell and Daniel Johnson teamed up with Heaven's Open and Rain Only Matters for those who are expecting a harvest. The Soul Seekers and Bishop Marvin Lyons were next with It's All God. The Richard Smallwood Singers and were next with Calvary. And we conclude the set with Stephen Curtis Chapman and Love Take Me Over. 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I want to remind you again, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, give us a call. Glad to pray with you, praise God with you. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Brian, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. Brian Courtney Wilson from the album Worth Fighting For, and It Will Be All Right.
Y'all say this with me.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
Y'all try.
Alright, alright.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna be alright.
One more time, say it with him.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
It will be.
Alright.
It will be.
Alright.
You're gonna make it.
Make it. Cry,
but don't
give up the fight.
Know that this is not the end. Wait and see, it will be alright.
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 Life can bring its share of pain. Another
victory,
not a victim.
All right.
I said you're a victor and not a victim.
Wait a minute. If y'all don't mind it here, I'm gonna need a little more time to tell you, to present my evidence for why I believe it will be alright. I need to tell you that I've been through some dark nights. And those dark nights went in the weary days. And truth be told, some of them days I felt like giving up, walking away, throwing in the towel. But then I remember who God is to me. Yeah. He is the source of my strength, and He gives me strength to win this fight. But even when I'm too weak to face the battle, He is a keeper who can make everything all right. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. 'Cause He kept Daniel in the lion's den, and He kept Joseph the dreamer in a foreign land. He kept the Hebrew boys safe from the flame. In fact, we ought to pause right here and bless His holy name. Help me say,
Jesus.
He kept David when he was cowering in the cave. Yeah. And He kept Lazarus when he was rotting in the grave. Yeah. He kept my daddy, yeah, when he lost his position. Well, He kept my mama on her bed of affliction. He keeps my children safe and protected. Good God Almighty. And He keeps my beautiful, wonderful wife happy and contented. Well, that's how I know. I don't really have a praise dance, but I want to get in your way. I don't want to box you in. I want to let this band play something, man. Let these people dance. We're going to dance it out, man. Just celebrate real quick.
Kingdom certified. I've been washed in the blood, justified. And with that all, he turned from three nails for me. Submit, oh God, today. For your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, take over.
Please take over.
When I worship through my pain, my atmosphere began to change. You took over. Like you do. Listen. Out of reverence, we do submit. As we honor you and trust you with our hearts, so in spirit and in truth.
John P. Key here on Sounds of Praise and Take Over. And at 7:18, you're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. Number to call 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. If you wish, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. You can even give us a nickname. God knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows the very number of the hair on your head. And so, therefore, you don't have to worry about him not being able to find you, produce what you need when you need it. He's always right on time. 1-855-915-9636. Leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, Dorothy Norwood, one of my all-time favorites, Oh Jesus.
Fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say.
Oh,
I declare if you're calling long enough. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen. Praise him by just saying,
oh, 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 Every time I call on the name Jesus, something happens.
Every time I call on the name of Jesus, something happens. Every time I call on the name of Jesus, something happens.
Say, every time I call on the name of Jesus,
oh, something happens.
Every time, every time I call on, yeah, the name of Jesus,
something happens.
Happens.
So I call on
Jesus.
Call his name.
7:29 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for Michelle of Medford, looking for God's touch on her back and on her arm. And also that she would be able to continue to decrease the amount of smoking to the point that she won't be smoking anymore. Michelle of Medford, God's touch on her back and her arm, and that she continue to decrease the amount of cigarettes she's smoking. And so she won't be able to smoke anymore. Praying for God's, for Jay, for God's touch on his leg. Jay, God's touch on his leg. Then there's D. He's praising God for his deliverance. D, praising God for his deliverance. Then we're praying for W. W needs a touch from God. And also M, who also needs a touch from God. Both of them need healing in their bodies. W and M, who need a touch from God. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you've allowed us to see. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it, even though we have tests, even though we have trials, even though we have things that disappoint us, even though there are problems on every hand. We know, Almighty God, that you are there, and therefore we invite you to take over in every situation that we bring before you, because we're trusting you in faith to work powerfully in the lives of these your people. We pray, Lord, you would bring, as we bring Michelle before you, Lord, that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in her back and in her arm. And as you've been able to minister thus far in helping her to reduce smoking, we pray you continue to minister in that area as well. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord, so we place her in your hands so you will work powerfully in her behalf. And may she recognize that as you are doing your great work in her life, that she should be a testimony to others of the wondrous things she's received in your hand, so many might come to call you blessed even through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for Jay, who needs God's touch on his leg, Father, we pray you would touch this individual from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord, but let healing virtue flow out into that leg that was injured on his job. We pray, oh Lord, you give him complete healing, complete deliverance. May he recognize, oh Lord, that this benefit and blessing has come from your hand, and may he in turn yield himself to you and to your control, so you might continue to use him in greater ways in the days which are ahead. It is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Then is D, who's praising you, Lord, for your deliverance in his life. Father, we thank you. You're able to work powerfully in the lives of your of individuals who put their faith and trust in you, and they're able and willing to tell others of the wondrous things that they receive from your hand. And may their testimony, oh Lord, be a source of encouragement and benefit and blessing for others who are holding on, trusting in you, realizing you are no respecter of person. And we pray, oh God, that you, what you've done in D's life, Lord, you'll do in the lives of countless numbers of others as well, as they continue to look to you in faith, for you, by the stripes of Jesus, can provide healing in our lives, and we're praising you for that, and for all your other provisions as well, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Then we're praying for M and W. M and W, they both need a touch from you, Lord. Father, we pray you would meet these individuals where they are. Father, the doctors may not be able to provide what they need, but we know that you can provide. So we're looking to you to minister powerfully in their lives, Lord, and give them your healing touch. Raise them up. May they be a source of tremendous benefit and blessing as you continue to use them for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. And may many who thought that their situations were hopeless, Lord, may they be astounded, realizing that the healing that and deliverance that they receive have come from your hand, and may they in turn turn their lives over to you so you might work powerfully in their behalf, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name, and for his praise and for his glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. It's 7:33 here on WMFO in Medford. The sun is shining outside our studio. And so therefore, we pray God's sunshine will shine into your life as well. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5000. 718 748-5158. Or you can email it to me at Darnley, DarnleyVB. V's in Vernon, B's in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Those numbers again, phone number 781-648-5158. Or email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you immediately or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians out there in our audience can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:35 at the Sounds of Praise time. I've been having a ball. We've been playing more of my all-time favorites. And on this last set, we heard Brian Courtney Wilson with It Will Be All Right, followed by Pastor John P. Key and New Life with Take Over, Dorothy Norwood with Oh Jesus, Anthony Brown along with Jonathan McReynolds, Travis Green and Group Therapy, and Every Time I Call on the Name of Jesus, Something Wonderful Happens. For Sean Mitchell, Israel Houghton and the Singers coming up next, and this is Greatest Man. Yes, he is. We're talking about Jesus Christ the Lord.
Say Jesus is the greatest man I know.
Make the moon
greatest man I know.
I dare you lift your hands in this building, open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say,
and the greatest man invites you to come to him right now for his gift of salvation. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and come as you are.
Come as you are. Bring all your shame. Come as you are. I know you're hurting, but when you call,
yes, that's what happens. God begins the change in your life the minute you acknowledge your need for him. As we said, he knows us even before we were formed in our mother's womb, and he can change us into the individuals he would have us to be because he set the pattern with his life, his death, his resurrection. And now we have access to his forgiveness and his transforming life. If you'd like to take place in your life, I want to lead you in prayer. And if you repeat these words after me as a prayer to God, he will bring about the transformation that he alone can give to those who yield themselves to his control. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've been blessed by the music this morning, and I like to hear all the good things that you provided for those who place their faith and trust in you. But I'm not certain where I stand with you, and most likely I'm outside of your benefits and your blessings. But I'm coming today, this moment, to yield myself to you, to receive the assurance and security that your salvation alone can give. And I'm asking you to cleanse me of all my past sin, remove all the doubt, all the fear, all the uncertainty, so that I might know that you received me as your child, and I might continue to grow in my knowledge and my understanding of you to the place where I shall be able to share the truth that you've given to me with others as well, and they too can partake of your great salvation gift. This is my prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it, and when you do that, I want to know about it. Because I ask the material, I want to send to you, it's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise, and you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. and we'll send that material out to you, like I said, free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, 560, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. I pray you've given your life to the Lord. Please don't wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Before God, we need to do it now, while there's yet day. 7:48 here on Sounds of Praise. I have been enjoying the program today. Got a chance to play all the great music that I like. And here's one. We're going to take you a little back a little bit here. Tremaine, the Queen of Gospel, Hawkins, here on Sounds of Praise, and Stand Still and Know. That's what you need to do. If you receive Christ as personal Lord and Savior, don't worry about how you feel. You haven't changed yet. It's a process. He will move you from where you are to where he wants you to be day by day. You just continue to trust in him. Tremaine Hawkins here on Sounds of Praise.